Hello, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in. My name is Jordan McClain. This is the following podcast, the schedule for One Fall. I can't even go into my full, you know, thing like I want to go into. If you're here right now, if you're watching, thank you for tuning in. You know why we're here. I'm going to get Skrilla the Great on in just a little bit to talk about everything that's been happening with he and Zach Mosley and Candy and all the craziness that's been happening. Skrilla did ask me for this time, and I've granted it to him. You know, we've heard what Candy has to say. I would like to give him the opportunity as well to speak his piece and say what's what. But more importantly, aside from me as a journalist, Skrilla's my friend. And I really have to ask my friend what the hell is happening here, because I thought this was one thing, like all of you. Obviously, it's turned into something else. So I'm going to go ahead and see if I can get Skrilla in here, man. And we're going to kick this thing off. No more waiting.
What's going on, man?
you tell me, bro. What, I mean, what's, I can't even really like make this a real interview, I guess, because I'm talking to my homie. What the hell is going on with all this?
Man, apparently I bit off more than I can chew, honestly. Because now they're attempting to affect my career when it comes to pretty much boycotting Skrilla, when it comes to anything that I want to do with my career moving forward. So I just want to shed light on the whole situation with my fans, because I mean, like I said, I feel like I bit off a little more than I could chew, and I just want to let everybody know what the hell really happened. So I mean, this all started, we had a show in Florida at CWF, and we had a situation go on to where me and Zach kind of had a little altercation. It wasn't too big. But then the following night, they did their podcast, and word on the street that Zach threw my name out there like he wanted a piece of me. So I said, huh, okay, cool. Let's make it happen then, if that's what you want. So I counteracted that and called him out on Facebook. And he proceeded to ask for my address, and I gave him my address. He did not show. So I went to Florida that Tuesday, and he claimed that he went to my address and nobody was there, but obviously I was in Florida. And so the following evening I was at work, and I just pretty much in my head I snapped. I was just like, you know what, I'm done with it. He wants to continue to rant and rave on Facebook, so let's just go ahead and address it. And as you see, everybody's seen what happened at my job. I did not lose my job. They understood what was going on. So I moved forward from that. And then we get this message from Candy. And I want to go ahead and tell my fans that I did lie. Nothing happened. Nothing happened. But she also lied and tried to act like she didn't mess with me, but she did. And it was an attempt to set me up so they could do whatever harm they could to me. So this is where we're at now, being that we moved on from Valentine's Day, and I just counterpunched what they tried to do to me.
So just let me get it straight and make sure everybody else out there has it straight. The situation that happened Valentine's Day,
right,
where you claim that you and Candy were together that Friday, mm-hmm, while Zach was at KLT, that was a lie.
It was a lie.
Okay.
complete lie. But it was a counterpunch to her messaging me in the first place, because if I would have went to whatever location she wanted me to go to, I knew that something would happen. So okay. it was just me being witty, like, well, I mean, y'all threw it out here like this. I got something for you.
So in that, now we've moved to Candy has contacted lawyers. She
papers in hand, right?
You have the paperwork, and yeah. My assumption is that you're gonna sign them, because they're talking, like you said, with your career, like this isn't just KLT or CW, like this is everywhere if you don't go ahead and sign these papers, right?
It's everywhere, and the exact deadline on it is the day that I have my title shot against Mr. Wright at GIPW on February 28th. So, yes, I have signed papers, and yes, I want to pretty much dead this right now, because, I mean, this is something they stirred up, and now they're trying to ruin my life, but they try to make it seem like I ruined Candy's life, but this was their whole plan from the get-go. So, I mean, whose life are we really trying to ruin now? You know what I mean?
So for you, everything that you've done has just been a reaction.
There's been a reaction.
You've been on the defense to what they've been trying to do.
Exactly. And I mean, to some eyes, I look like the bully, but they're not really understanding what's going on with the whole situation, because I haven't gave myself time to explain it. I don't explain anything to anybody, honestly. I just do what I do. And but now this is serious now. This is something beyond a game or a meme or laughs, any of that that's been going on. Like, I mean, I'm not going to lie, I've had fun with it, but now we're going into a different realm that can't be touched, because I've been focusing so hard this year on building my career to where it is right now that this cannot happen at all.
So
there's no apology for Zach or Candy. I'm apologizing to my fans, because they've all been worried. I mean, my inbox has been full on countless days of like, what is really going on? Are you really going through with this? Like, what's the deal? So this is why I asked this time for with you to like let everyone know what really happened.
I'm glad you did, you know, because people know that you and I are friends, and, you know, there was a couple of people in my inbox asking about it, you know, asking, did Skrilla and this girl really, and I, you know, all I could tell them is, I don't know. I wasn't there. I don't know what happened. So now we've got it cleared up as far as the Valentine situation. So you've signed the papers.
The
date on them, you said, was February 28th.
Yes, and the ironic stipulation is that I have to turn them in to Candy at a undisclosed location. So,
yeah, that so you have to physically hand them to Candy. You can't send them back.
I can't send them back. I have to hand them to Candy.
I'm impartial. I'm a neutral. I'm neutral in this situation, so I'll tell you off camera what just went through my head. But
I got you.
So now we come down to all of this, basically your title shot at GIPW against Mr. Wright. They're right. Going to be there as well.
Exactly.
Are you worried at all? Is there anything like going through your head about handing these papers off to Candy or the 28th at GIPW?
I'd be lying if I told you no. I don't know what to expect, but like I said, we drawn a line in the sand, and I'll be damned if they try to do anything to my career. So I'm just with whatever has to be done to negate any of that.
Okay, so recap. The Valentine situation was, on your part, a lie, but it was a reactionary lie to what you felt like Zach and Candy and Bryce were going to do.
Yeah, or Pepper Bottom, whichever one. But, yeah.
It was a reactionary lie to what you felt like they were going to do. Now we're to the point where you have signed the papers, so this should be theoretically ended now. This should be.
I would like to hope so, because I know she's not going to admit that she was the one that actually messaged me, and they're not going to be honest in saying that they allowed her to do it. Everything's going to be on me, of course. Right. But I'm the bigger man and letting everyone know that, yes, it was a publicity stunt, but it was because of them trying to do something to me.
Right.
If Zach really wanted me that bad, all we had to do was get it booked. You know, like, that's how I handle things anyway. Let's just step in the ring and get it done. But of course, the coward that he is, he wanted to take the short road and do it that way.
Okay. There you have it, everybody. Skrilla has now addressed this situation. Hopefully, just as your friend, as your homeboy, I hope that this whole thing is over now. You know, I hope that nothing further comes of it, because I think all of y'all are hella talented. So, you know,
I'm not taking that away from them at all, but he's really making it personal when it becomes something different than what we got going on. You know what I mean? Like, if you want to step in the ring with me, cool, but you're trying to end my career, now we have a problem. So I want to dead it before it comes a bigger problem.
Right. Well, we'll see, everybody. Skrilla, thank you so much for even asking me to do this. And
thank you for taking the time out with me, man. I really appreciate that. I really wanted to address the situation as it was unfolding.
Absolutely. Anytime, man. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. My name is Jordan McClain. That is Skrilla the Great. And that's all we got today, you guys.
Thank you.